Good morning, everybody. There are many different minhagim as to the proper observance of Sfiras HaOmer. Some communities keep the first half of Sfira, some keep the second, and some who even observe both halves. There are those who refrain from all music which leads one to feelings of simcha, and there are others who feel that recorded music might be permissible. Some permit shaving on Erev Shabbos, while others do not. But one thing that everyone agrees on is the very simple halacha which is stated in our parsha, Parshas Emor. Usfartem lachem mimachres ha-shabbos, sheva shabbosos tmimos tiyena. Everyone must count the 50 days between Pesach and Shavuos, and regarding this halacha, there is no difference of opinion at all. In his sefer, La Torah v'Lamoadim, Reb Zevin shares an insight which presents a most thought-provoking concept to consider while counting the days of Sfiras HaOmer. There is physical matter in our world that give us a sense of dependability. When one builds a house, buys a car, or plants a tree, there is a certain sense of stability, because these are the types of things that generally are of everlasting nature. Yes, once in a while there could be a storm, a fire, or some other natural catastrophe, and even these items are very quickly lost, but generally there is a sense of permanency and perpetuation to such acquisitions. There is one thing, however, that throughout life will always remain to us as fleeting and ephemeral. And that, says Reb Zevin, is our time. Time vanishes and time seems to disappear before we even have a chance to grab hold of it and make it meaningful. The Psukim tell us about Avram Avinu, V'Avram Zaken Ba Bayamim. When Avram Avinu got old, he was Ba Bayamim. He had a whole lifetime of days that traveled with him. Avram Avinu never wasted his time. He made the most of every living moment that he was blessed with. And when he grew old, he did not look back at a wasted life at all. How often do we get into conversations with older people who tell us something that goes like this? You know, time goes by so quickly. Before you know it, you'll be my age. Make sure you take advantage and don't waste your time. Avram Avinu had no regrets when he grew old. When Avram was a zaken, he was proud of his days, and each and every one of them was very seriously accounted for. And this, says Reb Zevin, is the meaning of the Medrash in our Parsha, Parshas Emor. The Medrash says, Usfartem lachem mimachras ha-shabbos, sheva shabbosos tmimos tiyena, says the Medrash, Eim asai heim tmimos, when are the days of the Omer considered to be complete? Bizman she'osin ritzono shamakom. When we are involved in the Ratzon Hashem, when we make sure that our time is well spent and accounted for, when we make sure l'natzel es hazman, to take advantage of that which we are so blessed to have, that is when our days will collectively be considered tmimos, because that is what Klal Yisrael considers to be the definition of completeness and fulfillment. Quite often we deal with the halachas of bitul baruch, when a small amount of milk gets mixed into a large pot of soup, or other combinations of this nature. And we all know the rule that when the right proportions are presented, the milk will lose its identity, and it suddenly becomes irrelevant to the entire mixture, and the soup remains kosher. But the Gemara tells us in the beginning of Maseches Beitza, and for those learning the Daf Yomi, they just learned it recently, that a davar shebeminyan, something which is counted, for example, eggs, which are sold by the dozen, or bagels, which are sold by the dozen, something which is in nature, which is counted, it's not sold by a big bag, it's sold by the very specific unit, or a very specific quantity, that is considered to be special and exclusive. And such a thing cannot become batel in a mixture of any size because of its uniqueness and individuality. Rashi tells us in the beginning of Sefer Bamidbar that mitochi basan lefanav, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Klal Yisrael so much, because he has such a deep affinity for his people, Mona osam b'chal shah. He is constantly counting his people, like a child, who always counts how many cards he or she has collected, or an adult who's always looking at the bank statement to see how much money has accumulated. We count things that matter to us. And this is something that we're meant to think about when we count the days of Sfiras HaOmer as well. We are making a count of days because days to us are extremely important. We want to emphasize the importance of time and highlight the significance of the value of time. Some suggest that the 7 weeks of the Omer are to remind us of the 70 years of a person's life. As David HaMelech tells us, Yemei Shnoseinu Bahem Shivim Shana, the normal lifespan of a person is a mere 70 years, and we are supposed to remind ourselves that every single one of those years must be counted. Every minute of those days is to be used to its capacity, and every opportunity that we are presented with must be taken advantage of. But Reb Zevin goes further and presents two different types of people who count money in a store at the end of a working day. The manager, who is paid to oversee the business, takes stock of the inventory, keeps a close record of the checks and balances, and makes sure that the customers have exactly what they need the next day. And at the end of each day, the manager makes a very detailed account of all the money spent and all the monies gained, the items that were sold and the items that were returned. But how much does the manager really care about the results of his count? After all, the losses are not his losses, and the gains are not his gains. He is salaried to run the business, and he'll receive his pay whether items sell well or not. His family is not going to suffer if the accounts do not match up. Yes, he needs to count at the end of a day, but the count is not relevant to his personal life. But once a month, the busy owner, who is involved in many different business ventures, takes a look at the books and begins to review his own business earnings. He pays attention to each and every penny that was spent and very carefully scrutinizes the inventory. He checks the cameras to be sure that no one has been shoplifting, and he makes sure that the checks of his investors have actually cleared, because to him, the owner of the business, the count really matters. Every penny spent is one less for his family, and every nickel gained goes toward his personal luxury. His audit and analysis of the business is taken much more seriously, and this, says Reb Zevin, is the meaning of the pasuk in our parsha. The days of the Omer are meant to remind us that our days are important and that days must be counted. We only count things in life that are important. When we grow older, we want to be bav ayamim. We want to be able to present a meaningful and productive series of days, of weeks, of months, and of years, ones at which we will not turn back, and we won't have to say that we wish we could have done more. But this will only happen, says Reb Zevin, if we make the count one of usvartem lachem. If we count these days as if we were the bosses, the counting is for you. It's not for anyone else. You are the boss, and the results of your audit make a difference to your own very personal family, not to anybody else. This is the only way to make such a count consequential. If we make it count the nature of lachem, one in which we view ourselves as the executive or the proprietor of the business. As the Gemara tells us in Menachos Daf Samachay, the sphira must be a sphira l'chol echad ve'echad. It has to be meaningful to each and every individual person, as if he or she was the boss or the sole owner of the business. This is an idea that each and every one of us can consider in these days of Sfiras HaOmer. But I believe there is another important nuance to this thought, which really presents a complementary responsibility throughout days of Sfiras HaOmer as well. You know, often when a person is involved in something serious, they have very little patience for earthly distractions. Take, for example, a man who comes to shul in the morning, and that evening he will be admitted to the ICU for a scheduled open-heart surgery. While he is in shul, a child accidentally knocks over a chair, which bumps into his talis bag, which in turn falls on the floor. Not the biggest deal. Children are children, and mistakes are mistakes. But so often, this child will be yelled at, not because he did something terribly wrong, but rather because this adult and this person has no patience to think about the small sensitivities of a young child while he is going through a very serious time in his life. There were two women in Mitzrayim who were referred to as Shifra and Pua. As Rashi tells us, these women were really Yocheved and Miriam, who later became known by these very ambiguous pseudonyms, Shifra and Pua. And Rashi says that the reason they were given these names is because they used to go around cooing the babies and massaging them immediately after birth. Sounds like a very beautiful and sweet thing to do, but in fact they were rewarded with Bate Kuhuna, Bate Levia, and Bate Malchus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them the greatest rewards imaginable for their involvement in the young children that were born in Mitzrayim. They were given the houses of Kuhuna, of Levia, and of Malchus. And many Mefarshim have tried to explain why exactly these women, who were from the most prestigious Jewish family, why did they go down in history not as the granddaughters of Yaakov Avinu, not as the mother and sister of Moshe Rabbeinu, but rather as Shifra and Pua, because they caressed the little babies in Mitzrayim. It would seem slightly degrading to their stature to refer to them as such, given all the great accomplishments and lineage that they had. In the Sefer Tiferes Torah of Shimshon Pinkus presents us with the following scenario. Think about a child who has stopped breathing in the middle of the night. Without a moment of delay, the parents rush this child to the hospital, admit him to the ER, and within minutes, the doctors and nurses quickly remove the child's clothing, and they begin a vigorous CPR followed by a shock and a hookup to the IV as they feverishly try to save this child's life. Rachmana litzlan. But when something like this happens, the doctors and nurses don't bother to start cooing at the baby and making smiling faces at him. They wouldn't even think of caressing the child or playing with his fingers or his toes. They simply can't waste a minute with niceties and small talk. There's a life at stake. The life of a child is at stake. And there's no time for pleasantries at all. But when something like this happens, you'll notice where is the mother to be found. While the medical team spends time working on the young child, the mother can almost always be found gently soothing the baby, smiling and singing to the baby, kissing and caressing the baby, doing her best to assure the baby that everything will be all right and that the needles and the scary-looking machines will soon be removed. And why does she do all this? Why does she exert her energies, although medically she has nothing that can help the situation at all? We all know the answer is simply because this is what mothers are meant to do. While the doctors may be saving the baby's life and they are in a terrible triage, no one can step in the place of a mother. Mothers understand that as serious as the situation might be, their babies need to be comforted and dealt with in a sensitive manner. Indeed, Yocheved and Miriam were righteous women from very prestigious families. They raised the greatest people, the greatest person to ever live, and they even had Ruach HaKodesh. But what really impressed the Ribbono Shel Olam about them was that while living through the terror of Mitzrayim, while dealing with the suffering and the seriousness and severity of the situation, they took time to demonstrate their human motherly side as well. They never lost sight of the importance of being sensitive and caring to other people, no matter what was going on, or no matter how grave the situation may have been. That what made them great, above and beyond anything else. And this is why their reward, Vayas Lahem Batim, they became the mothers of great dynasties, because they showed that above all, they knew how to be mothers. They knew how to be caring and compassionate, loving and sensitive, at a time when the importance of motherhood was being overlooked by the rest of the Jewish people. And I think these two ideas are ones which can make this year's Sfiras HaOmer exceptionally meaningful. Firstly, to remind ourselves that the reason we count days is because days are actually important to us. They have meaning, and we value each and every one of them. Not only are we meant to count them, but when we count them, we're supposed to make it a count of Usvartem Lachem, one in which we are supposed to consider ourselves like the owner of the company, not merely the manager, but like the proprietor who cares and pays attention to each and every penny that is gained or lost. But while we involve ourselves in important and serious thought, while we spend time considering the potency of our own lives, we also need to be reminded that as serious and as important as something might be, we always need to act like Shifra and Pua as well. We must never lose sight of the simple sensitivities and mundane concerns of our wives, our children, our friends, and our communities. We must be able to put our professions to the side, to ignore all of our titles, to forget about our yichus, and be there for other people who need our love and care. We need to give thought to that which might be hurtful to other people, and think twice before reacting to various situations we might be faced with. and this will make our days of the Omer and our entire lives even more rich and meaningful. May this Sfiras HaOmer be an opportunity for us to appreciate and take advantage of each and every one of our days, and may we be able to say, as we all collectively become Zakenim, that we are Bayim Bayamim, we have our days in our hands. They speak volumes about what we have accomplished in our lives, and they give testimony to the way we have all spent each and every day, each and every year, and each and every decade. I wish everyone a most enjoyable Shabbos up ahead.